This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So it's CBS with the rights to the Super Bowl on Sunday. For fans who prefer the game in Spanish, it won't be a sub-channel with translation. The Super Bowl in Spanish gets its own TV channel this year, ESPN Deportes. Interestingly, ESPN is not owned by CBS, but mainly by rival ABC. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Let's face it, there's still going to be more people watching this.
He was double covered. They had the defense, but they went for the fake.
Than this.
Touchdown! Touchdown! Finally! Finally!
But last week, Nielsen reported this season's NFL games averaged more than 1.5 million Hispanic viewers, up 17% in 3 years, up even more in households where Spanish is the first language. Stephen Master heads the global sports group at Nielsen.
Their viewership increased 28% over the last 5 years, which is pretty phenomenal.
So it's not just Hispanic kids growing up in the U.S., it's their parents too. Freddie Rolón is with ESPN Deportes.
The Super Bowl is kind of transcends sports to some extent. It's a cultural event, and Hispanics in the U.S. want to be part of that.
That immersion includes the commercials. About a third of the ads on NBC's simulcast last year were in English. This year, almost all will be in Spanish. Tim Basinger writes for Adweek.
It behooves marketers and advertisers, if they're going to buy time on the Spanish broadcast, to better cater to that audience.
So you put the ads in Spanish. Now, Hispanics still greatly prefer soccer. The World Cup final 2 years ago drew 1.1 billion viewers worldwide. That's with a B. Of the 110 million Super Bowl viewers last year, just 10% of those households were Hispanic. But these are new fans. Marissa Fernandez is the NFL's Director of Fan Strategy and Marketing.
As the population grows, luckily for us, a lot of them are becoming fans, and we see that as kind of part of their acculturation process. There's more and more momentum to put together more specific plans to capitalize and, again, accelerate the growth.
And it's not like some elements of Hispanic culture haven't pervaded other parts of Super Bowl Sunday. There will probably be wings and beers at your party, but the California Avocado Commission says we'll consume 140 million pounds of avocados on Sunday. That's a lot of guacamole. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.